Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
This franchise through the years and postseason, Kickers have had some dicey times.
Is that right? I didn't even know that.
What gives you the confidence in Cairo that he won't he'll be a hero and not heartbreak?
He's been consistent. Second year out, he's been good throughout the year. He's kicked some good important kicks at times, and just feel good about him as well as Colquitt. I mean, Colquitt had a good game last week.
More than even the field goals. I mean, even in these playoffs, even these extra points are going to be.
Yeah, I mean, everything rises up. I mean, we talked about, everybody has to focus better and, handle the pressure. I mean, there's going to be pressure. There's pressure on coaches, pressure mm-hmm. on players. I mean, mm-hmm. that's just the way it is during playoff times.
Mm-hmm. Him having been there once before, does that always help?
Yeah, I think it will. I mean, certainly for Colquitt and it's going to help everybody.
What makes DJ Alexander a good special team?
Speed. His speed is really good, and he's really gotten better and better as the year went on. His last 7 weeks now, he's been really playing at above the level, above the average level is what we like to look at it. And he really had a good game last week. Obviously, the block was huge. And the thing about him, he's just scratching the surface. He's going to be even better. He's got a lot more ways to improve in his blocking, and he's really going to be a good special teams player down the road.
What did he see on that block?
We showed a return look. We only had six guys in the box, so they thought we were going to hold them up. So we call it a flash and go. You show your hands and then you rush. And, they got out real quick. And then when they get out quick, we rushed and, ended up with a block.
Did he embrace kind of on day one that this could be a path to being successful in the National Football League?
Yeah, I mean, that's, being a fifth-round pick, anybody that's a fifth-round, sixth-round, seventh-round pick, their first thing that they have to do is excel on special teams. And he understood that right from day one. And he was here because of his speed. We liked his speed on tape, and he showed up his rookie year, in college. He just showed up on special teams, and we saw that, and John saw that, and those guys did a good job getting him here, and we're glad we got him.
Over the game, as pivotal as that play was, you gave some back with the 70-yard kickoff
yep.
return, and then whatever that was for the pooch kick, that's a lot of the yardage you gave back.
It was. It was, we got hit on a return. That was the longest return we gave up all year long, and hopefully we learned from that. The other situation, we made the 39-yard field goal, and then we had the 10-yard penalty, and it put us in an area where, Coach Reed felt like field position was more desirable, the risk-reward there. So what we called was a deuce punt, what we call, a direct snap to Cairo, and he punts it down there for us to create field position. And we didn't get it communicated. That's my fault. We didn't get it communicated well enough. We had the snapper didn't get the call, and he snapped the ball to Colquitt. So then those guys really did a good job of making something out of nothing, to be totally honest with you, because Colquitt flipped the ball to Cairo, and Cairo threw it out to 42 and got some yardage there. So,
why was Mal Davis not your primary kicker?
Well, I wanted to get Conley one, and usually when I start Niall and I get him in the game, I end up going back to him, and I always miss it. I wanted to get Conley one, so I put him in there right away, and I mean, that was the whole deal on that. So, I mean, we have two guys, and the way I look at it, we have two guys that can do it.
Is Frankie Hammond going to be the punter this week? Is he still be a guy?
He could be, yeah. I mean, he could be the guy. I mean, we have Jeremy Macklin. We have other guys that can do it as well, so. Oh, I don't, that's not for me to say. I don't know.
No, I was just saying, like, would there be any caution for you to use him if he's
ever? Oh, yeah. I mean, if, in game situation, I mean, if, I mean, he could be our guy, too. I mean, this is the playoffs now. This is important. We're gonna have all hands on deck.
Jay, how important is it to have the explosiveness of your returner position this week to win that field position battle?
Yeah, I mean, that's the same thing I was just talking about, how important. I mean, these games are. You got to win them, and so you got to have your best guys out there at all times. So that's the way we're going to look at it.